This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it. It is 25 past 8. You are with myself, Tahira Sali, and my beautiful co-host, Ms. Anika Duplessis. We're going to be with you all the way up until 9 o'clock this evening, looking to engage with you, inshallah. You can contact us on the WhatsApp line on 072-238-0712. We've unpacked quite a number of things. And let me know how your week's been, inshallah. I hope it's been fruitful wherever you find yourself right now. I hope you're comfortable and you are ready to get inspired, because that is exactly what our next guest, Ms. Dakira Muhammad, is all about. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How are we doing this evening? Shukran so much for joining us again.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa maghfirah to my beautiful, beloved, conscious diamonds in studio and to all the listeners out there who's tuned in to Voice of the Cape this evening. Alhamdulillah, how are you guys doing?
We are doing absolutely fantastic. Shukran, sister. Alhamdulillah. And you know, it's been quite a minute and a hot one at that, because the last time we spoke, or since the last time, you've become a published author, alhamdulillah. So congratulations are definitely in order there, mashallah.
MashaAllah. When I just heard your voice now, it took me back to that video on Facebook where you were saying, you know, you're going to recite Ayatul Kursi over yourself just in case.
Just in case.
Ooh, so shukran so much for that, Dakira. It's so wonderful to speak with you.
SubhanAllah, I actually just read Ayatul Kursi before I came onto the show tonight, also just in case.
Definitely. So if you're on Facebook, please go and check that just in case spoken word art there by my sister. But also, before we get into the book itself, you know, remind our listeners who exactly you are and why this book is so important to you.
Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إني أسألك العافية في ديني والدنيا والآخرة يا رب. Firstly, just I just want to take this time to say shukran to you guys for just jumping on board as soon as my cover came out and for having me on the show this evening. And then also just giving so much gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without Him, I wouldn't be here. None of this would be possible. So my name is Dakira Muhammad. I run a blog on Facebook called She Survived. Well, I used to run a blog. I still run a blog. And I was approached. I put out the NIA in May that I want to write a book. I was approached by the number one selling author, Mr. Yusuf Daniels, alhamdulillah. And he said, listen here, girl, if you book can't scrape, we're going to publish you, you know. And it's taken me, well, I wrote 3 books in the last 4 months. But the last book, which is the one that's being published, alhamdulillah, was written in just a week, Tawheera and Anika, alhamdulillah, just a week. And so I'm officially the first Indian female Muslim author from my hometown, George. And I'm now, alhamdulillah, published author under Yusuf Daniels. So that's where I am, motivational speaker, emotional healing and life coach, integral life coach. That's also what I do. So that's just who I am.
Tabarakallah. Maaf, can I just interject there, Dakira? Tell me, you know, how do you write a book in a week? How many stories do you have to have inside of you? How many experiences have you needed to go through to be able to do that?
Oh, my darling, every day is an experience. So if you just look at a year, you have 365 days of experiences. You need to make those days count to make it impactful and for it to mean something to you, man. For you to write about it, you have to inspire yourself daily, you know. You have to motivate yourself daily to give yourself a great life so that you have enough stories to write about every day. So writing a book in a week, look, the first 2 books that I wrote, I think it was surface layer stuff that needed to come out. And then I really divulged into my truth. And when you divulge into the core of your truth and the core of who you are, anything is possible. And like I said, subhanAllah, I started it in a week. I had a concept. I had a storyline. I knew what I wanted to say, and I knew how I wanted to say it. And I just sat down and, like the Nike advert, I just did it.
You know, you say that, sister, but writing entails, as we as journalists would know, it entails a lot more than people really think. But tell us, aspiring authors, what your process was like, and also what the most challenging hurdle was.
Okay, so whoever wants to write a book, don't let anyone tell you it's easy. It's not easy. They're lying. They are absolutely lying to you. It is so difficult to write a book because of a few things, right? Number one, you have to be so authentic within yourself, within what you believe, that no one should be able to deter that authenticity and that truthfulness. And that is so difficult, especially when it comes to, you know, our communities, our societies, who our families are, that we are unable to speak some of our truth. And that is so sad. And that's what makes it the hard part, that for a long time I was trying to preserve too many people's feelings, people who have done injustices on me, people who have taken my life and my soul and my body and my mind for granted. You know, I was trying to still preserve that and say, you know what, let me be a little bit tactful in how I do this and who am I going to hurt here. But subhanAllah, you know, in that time that my body was being abused just violated, you know, nobody thought of me in that context. So I don't go with any ego. Please don't get me wrong. This is not ego driven. It's just understanding that my soul also needs liberation. So the hardest part is allowing your soul that liberation, and, you know, in that everything else follows, and then it doesn't become hard anymore. And the other thing that was just difficult for me, well, not difficult, nothing in life is difficult, maybe just a hurdle, a stone, a stepping stone, was deadlines, because I suck at deadlines, eh? So that was quite challenging. But once I got into the flow of life, you guys know what my three things are. The one is to work, go with the flow of life, and life definitely flowed with me.
Zakira, just hearing you speak about one of the challenges that you're facing reminds me of a quote that I did once that was saying, if you wanted me to write about you in a certain way, you should have acted better.
Oh, girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl. Absolutely. You should have acted better. You should have acted like you had some sense. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, you should have acted like you were the one that was in the situation. You were the one that was wearing my shoes. Mm-hmm. And maybe you would have treated me a little differently, and then I wouldn't have to write about your actions, honey.
Absolutely.
You know? So that was the two hardest things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also, who and what have been your biggest inspirations and motivations, sister?
SubhanAllah. Everything is my inspiration, my darling. Everything is my motivation. Firstly, my name motivates me daily. Zakira, one who constantly remembers Allah. Mm-hmm. You know? I was born a conscious believer, you know. That is my birthright. The conscious believer is what was formed before the conscious revolutionist. And it forms into my name, Zakira. How am I going to remember Allah through my hardships? How am I going to give thanks to my Creator that He made me this person because of the hardships I had to endure, you know? So definitely my name. And then also there were many other things. My truth was a big motivator. My biggest inspiration was my truth, you know, just vocalizing my truth, no matter how hard it is. My pain was my inspiration, you know, helping others was my inspiration. The loss of my daughters was my inspiration. Rape was my inspiration. Gender-based violence was my inspiration. You know, too often people are scared to say this on social platforms, that, you know what, things like rape and gender-based violence was my inspiration to write this, because people don't want to face, they're too scared to face them because the system slaughtered us. When we say things like this, and when I say the system, I talk about our own families, I talk about our own friend circles, and, you know, and I am my biggest inspiration. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this in ego. Mm-hmm. I am my biggest inspiration because I wrote this book. with the qudrat of Allah, subhanAllah. So who inspired me? Yes, people along the way, but essentially I had to inspire myself. Every day when I wrote this book, I had to inspire myself to heal every day when I was writing this book, when I had to relive my traumas, when I had to relive my trials and look at the people closest to me who done me wrong and still treat them with kindness, you know, and compassion because I know better. That was my biggest inspiration, becoming a better person through this book.
Mm-hmm. And then, Zakira, before we get into the underlying themes of mercy, tell me, how do we tap into our truth? How do we know this is who I actually am? Because I feel like we become so cluttered with the version that we are trying to be and the face we are trying to put up for other people. So how do we know, you know, this is Zakira and this is who I am?
Stop putting up a face. Mm-hmm. Why must we put up a face? Number one. Oh. Number two is the quote by Jalaluddin Rumi. May Allah allow me to visit his qubur one day, inshallah, ameen, with Afia. And he says that the cure for the pain is in the pain. The cure for the pain is in the pain. I love, breathe, eat, sleep. That is my life quote. The cure for the pain is in the pain. Mm-hmm. So when you realize and when something doesn't sit right with you, I think it's near exit me only, no? And if someone says something to you or something triggers you, then you need to go and sit with that. You need to go and sit with why it triggered you. You need to go and understand who it was that was the predominant trigger of that thought or emotion. And then you need to, you know, really die in that pain. You need to die in the pain that they caused you. And in that, you find your liberation and your truth.
And become a reborn sister.
You become a reborn girl.
Beautiful images in my mind.
That's why, subhanAllah, I'm not to break your word, but subhanAllah, I was the conscious believer until I died in my pain. Until I died in my pain, girl. And when I died in my pain, that was the day Allah's mercy fell on me into becoming the conscious revolutionist.
MashaAllah. I can relate to that very, very much, sister, actually. But having said that, I want you to tell us now about your book. You know, what are the underlying themes of mercy?
Wow. So, I'm not going to give too much away.
Yeah.
If people want to know the underlying theme of mercy, go Google what mercy means in the Thesaurus Dictionary. My book, I'm not going to give too much away because I need the listeners to know that I lived a life that was not an ordinary one. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at people that have ordinary lives and I think to myself, subhanAllah, is this normal? Because what I went through, everything I went through was very far from normality. And I believe that Allah gave me these extremes so that I can write about it, so that people can heal from it, inshallah. Also, you know, going to keep a surprise element to what people see me as on social media, what I am, what I encompass, and what they think mercy was for me. So I'd like the listeners to go and think about it and hit me up on the socials, you know. Tell me what you think my book is about. You know, yeah and yeah about my story, but if you know who Zakira is and you've been following my journey, I'd like to know what your take on it is.
Sister, you should run a competition, you know, like the socialites.
No, I'm going to.
You know, and whoever gets this right gets the show, book
girl.
For free.
We're starting it on your show.
Yes.
Inshallah.
Yeah, so the one who comes closest. So I'm running the competition now on your show, Tahira.
Is that cool, Anika?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So guys, follow the Conscious Believer. She survives on Facebook, right? We're running a competition with the Real Talk right now. So I want people to go back into my journey on my She Survives page, go through my stories, and I want them to come up, and this is for aspiring authors and journalists. I want to open this up to my artists, right? I want you guys to go and write a synopsis on what you think my book entails and how I encompass mercy into my book. And the winner of this will get to go. I will take you on a date. I will take the winner on a date. Of consciousness.
Are we
allowed to answer?
Can we get... Okay, I was hoping to get the book also, but we'll see, inshallah. We'll see, sister.
Inshallah, is it? Now, look, if it's really quiet, no? If it's really quiet, then I might just throw in a book there. You never know.
I think if they pass the levels of the lickiness of the date bed, you know, if the vibe is there and they feel they deserve
the
it.
If they can live in the revolution with a conscious revolutionist for a date.
Mm-hmm.
Then by all means, I will give them a signed copy. I will give them my original copy.
Allah. The honor.
Nika, I hope you guys are going to enter.
Yes.
Are we allowed to? I'm so happy to hear that.
Because we always get told we can't enter our competitions. But sister, unfortunately, time is catching up with us. Before we go, we do know that you hold the community very, very dear to your heart. Alhamdulillah. Please tell us, what is it that you're currently working on other than just having become an author? Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So Mercy doesn't only run in my book, but I run a project. Well, my project is called Project Rahma, Project Mercy. I'm very, very involved, or I've become very involved, alhamdulillah, since Muharram, with two things. The first thing is the Mandolin Old Age Home. Every month since Muharram, I've been taking fruit packs to the old age home. We've been taking sweet packs to them. I've been going to spend the day with them and actually just being there with them. So that's the first project that I'm running. And if anyone wants to sponsor fruit pack, I've got a local vendor who's lost his job to COVID and he's only doing fruit. So I get all my fruits from him. So if anyone wants to be a sponsor to the packs that we're doing this month, you're more than welcome to hit me up on social media. Zakira Muhammad is the name. The other thing, sister, that I'm busy with is a few weeks ago I was contacted about a family whose home burned down. They lost everything. They're living in a garage on their property. They literally have nothing. I've been there, and I'm really urging and appealing to the community that we want to build their house up again. I believe that if we as an ummah, you know, can help our brothers who have lost something build themselves up again, then subhanallah, then we've done something good in this life. So anyone who is willing to assist me with this project, if there's any builders or people that can contribute building materials or groceries or food, school fees for the they have three kids, the one son is in matric. If anyone is willing to do that, subhanallah, that is the two projects I'm busy with, both of which are named Project Rahma. And all the projects that I do moving forward, everything that I do will encompass Rahma, will encompass Mercy, because I believe that Rahma is what I cried for, you know, when my body was being so violated, and I believe that Rahma and Mercy is what Allah has on me now with everything that's coming into my life. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Sister, lastly, where can we get the book?
So I'm going to have a few book launches. I'm going to be doing pre-sales a week before. So like I said, please add me on social media or follow my page, You Survive, or Yusuf Daniel's page. And then I'll be doing my official book launch. I'm going to confirm the date, but there's going to be a few venues, all of which will be on social media. And you guys are welcome to come meet me at the venues and grab a book, inshallah.
Zakira Muhammad, the conscious revolutionist, activist, artist, and now author, alhamdulillah. Shukran so much, Jazakallah Khair, for joining us. May Allah bless and guide you. Continue to do so on your road to even greater successes, inshallah ta'ala. Shukran so much, sister.
Ameen. Jazakallah to you too, and may Allah grant you the same. And like I said, everything and always with Asiyah, may He always grant you and your family and everyone that's listening the Asiyah that we all deserve. Allahumma ameen. Shukran again for having me.
Afwan sister, ameen, summa ameen. And with the clock at 43 minutes past 8, we just have less than a quarter of an hour with you. Let's head out for a quick ad break, and when we get back, inshallah, it's more video talk.